Leaning her head back against his hard pecs, Grace breathlessly watched him in the mirror as he released her breasts and ran his hands over her ribs, down to her hips, then under the waistband of her panties.
"You have a beautiful body, Grace,"
he said, as he brushed his hand over her mound. For the first time in her life, she actually believed it. He nuzzled her neck as his hand played in the short, dark curls.
"Julian,"
she cried, knowing if she didn't stop him now, she would never be able to stop him later.
"Shh,"
he breathed in her ear.
"I've got you."
And then he separated the tender folds of her body and touched her core. Grace moaned as heat tore through her. Julian captured her lips with his own and kissed her deeply and fully. Instinctively, she turned in his arms to taste him better. He picked her up then, never leaving her lips as he carried her to the bed. Somehow, he even managed to lay her back and join her on the mattress, all the while maintaining his kiss. The man was seriously talented. And oh, her body was hot, a fire from his touch, his wickedly erotic smell. With the feeling of his body lying against hers, Grace trembled all over as he separated her thighs with his knees and placed his fully clothed body against her. His weight was wonderful, his body hard and virile as he ground his lean hips against hers. Even through his jeans, she could feel his erection pressing against the center of her body. As if magnetized, her hips rose to meet his.
"That's it, Grace,"
he whispered against her lips as he continued to grind his swollen groin against her in a masterful way that told her she would already be climaxing if he were inside her.
"Feel me touching you. Feel my desire for you and you alone. Don't fight it."
She moaned again as he left her lips and trailed hot, searing kisses down her throat to her breasts, which he suckled gently. She was delirious from pleasure as she buried her hands in his soft, tawny locks. He tormented her breast with his tongue and was relentless in his tasting of her. Julian's entire body trembled from the amount of force he was using to keep his clothes on his body. He wanted to be inside her so badly that it was slowly shredding his sanity. With every thrust of his hips against hers, he wanted to cry out from the agony of unspent lust. It was the most bittersweet torture he had ever experienced. Worse, he felt her hands roaming over his back before she slid them into his back pockets and squeezed him tightly. He shuddered from it.
"Yes. Oh, yes,"
she murmured as he quickened his strokes. Julian's head spun. He had to get inside her, and if he couldn't do it one way, then by all the temples in Athens he would get in another way. Tearing away from her, he moved lower, trailing his lips over her belly to her hip as he pulled her underwear from her. Grace's entire body shook from his unyielding power.
"Please,"
she murmured, unable to take any more. He nudged her legs further apart. Grace obliged. He placed his hands under her, then lifted her hips up to let her legs fall over his shoulders. Her eyes flew wide the instant he took her into his mouth.